Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Brandon Diaz here, and I'm with my mom.
Sherry Diaz.
Yes, we have the contestant and the mom, the inspiration from Ashburn, Virginia. And we wanted to have him in because this is so cool. We have a hometown hero potential here.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
He's going to be in the two-night season premiere, series premiere, really, if you want to talk about it, of the new American Idol relaunch on ABC. So thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
we're really excited to be here.
We are.
Now, off the top, we have to say we are not allowed to say, and I have no idea whether he advances or not. You got to tune in to find out. But we want to at least get the inside scoop on what it was like doing this, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So where do you, I guess, first of all, where do you hear about the audition and how does that even, you know, where did you audition?
Well, I initially auditioned in New York City. I guess actually Boston. I went to they had like a bus tour thing they were doing, and my mom had heard of it. I guess when it was about to be relaunched, she had heard of it and was like, had mentioned it to me, but I wasn't thinking too much about it. I'm over at Berklee College of Music, so I was thinking more about school, focusing on that. And then, I actually, got reached out to, and I was asked to audition for the show, and I said, you know,
they reached out to you?
Yeah. Cause they have like,
casting
people that reach out to contestants and to musicians and say, hey, you should audition. It's not anything like you're not forced to audition or anything.
It's not a guarantee of anything.
Yeah. There's no guarantee of anything. They just like, they look for talent, and they, a lot of people at my school get reached out to, cause I do go to a music school. Right. So there's a lot of great musicians, a lot of great singers. And, so I got reached out to, and, I decided, you know what? Why not? It's a cool opportunity.
So you're still at Berklee College? Or?
Yes. At the moment, I'm not in classes right now just because everything's been kind of crazy. I will be going back and I will be finishing my degree. So.
Nice. And how old are you?
I'm 21 years old.
Okay.
21 years old. So
awesome.
I'm 21 years young, actually.
Yeah. That's awesome. I want to hear about the audition process and all that. But let's first, since mom's here, let's take it all the way back. How did he get into music as a kid?
So he... It was interesting. So when he was around 2 years old, my husband, who actually is a singer, I mean, he sings and beautifully, he sings beautifully. He was just listening to Brandon, who was singing to music already. And he's like, that kid's going to sing really good because he can stay on pitch at 2 years old. Like he was spot on for pitch. And so,
people work forever at it. And he had it at two.
Exactly.
That's not fair.
and then, actually, before that, I would go into his room to when he was a baby to wake him up, and I would sit outside the door, and he'd be singing little songs from his crib. And
do you remember what songs?
Like Barney. And
Barney
kind of humming. I'm like, that's not coming to me which ones, but it was just sweet to hear him sing. I was thinking, God, I have to have that on tape somewhere because I know I was in love with it he did it. So
and then the older he got, you just nurtured it as parents?
Yeah, and then we kept saying sing. I mean, I was probably on the embarrassing side with him because when he was like 8 years old, when he did take a little bit of like piano and vocal lessons when he was young.
Yeah.
And he did like his first, what do you call that? Recital. Yeah. And he sang Josh Groban, You Raise Me Up, which is an amazing song. Back then his voice was really high because, you know, he didn't go through the voice change yet. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, it was beautiful. I mean, people, when they hear it, would cry. So
that's
a hard song
to do. I mean, that's big shoes to fill right there.
He changed like five different.
Well, my voice was so high at that time, I couldn't reach the lower notes. So anytime he would go into his low red, like when it starts with the song, like When I Am Down, and it starts really low. And so as a kid, I couldn't sing that. So I had to start up the octave. And then when I got to the higher part, I had to jump back down to the original octave that he's singing. So I was jumping octaves like three or four times throughout the song.
But 8 years old, that's pretty good.
It was very difficult, but I mean, after that, that was my first recital, but my first time I ever performed was in Illinois.
Bowling alley.
She was in so I was visiting family. My mom's from Illinois, from Springfield, and we were visiting family, and I was like bowling with some cousins, and my parents, all the adults were in like the bar, karaoke lounge area, and I had no idea what karaoke was at the time. So my mom ran out to me and was like, you want to sing karaoke? I said, sure, why not? Not knowing what I was getting myself into. And I'm seven or eight. Yeah, yeah, right. Like this is right before I started lessons and stuff.
What was the song? Do you know?
Yes, You Had Me from Hello by Kenny Chesney.
Of course. Which was like a little spin. He was dating Zellweger at the time.
I think
and that
so,
was the
yeah.
Jerry Maguire line.
Yeah.
But he changed it to You Had Me from Hello rather than At Hello. I remember the song really well.
Yep.
Exactly.
Great song.
The very moment I looked into your eyes. Yeah, I remember. I've been to many Kenny concerts.
I'm a huge Kenny fan, and as a kid, I actually listened to a lot of country, which is funny because I went more towards R&B soul now, but I listened to a lot of country as a kid, and so Kenny Chesney.
All related.
Oh, yeah, all. Yeah. I mean, country is
music. You have to listen to it all. He listened to opera too.
So there you are in the bowling
alley. Yeah, in the bowling
singing
alley.
Singing Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, and so we walk up and the security guard almost didn't let me in because I was 8 and not allowed to go into a bar.
Yeah.
My mom was like, come on, just let him sing one song. And he was like, you know what, okay. So they finally let me in. I sang through the song. My mom was right in the front. I couldn't break eye contact with her because I was so nervous. There was probably 30, 40 people in this bar. Yeah. It was pretty packed.
Are you in bowling shoes?
Probably, yeah. Honestly, I probably am still in my little bowling shoes. And then my dad is actually, I was so nervous, I didn't want to go up. My dad had to stand behind me and sing the entire song into my ear with me. And that was kind of my first moment on stage ever, really. And from actually right after, I just heard the roar of the crowd and I ran to my mom's arms and it was just super cool. Yeah. And from that moment on,
did you know it's because the guy next to you had just bowled a strike?
But yeah,
exactly. You thought it was for you.
I soaked it all in though. I loved it.
Yeah.
But after that, I was just like, this is what I want to do. And from that moment on, I never really stopped.
That's awesome. So that's at age 8. When does it sort of become more serious? Like let's say in high school, do you join a band? Do you do stuff through the school programs?
So it became more of like a profession when around 14, I would say. I started gigging. She kind of played the role of my momager, I like to call.
Momager.
I like to call her.
She's still doing it.
She's still doing it. She's here right now, and she drove me here, but she just kind of was like, you want to start letting people hear you sing and going out there and making money. And I was like, hey, money's not a bad thing. And I was just about to be in high school. And
what high school was this in Ashburn?
Briarwoods High School. Yeah.
Falcons. Sure, some of our listeners know.
Exactly. Rep the Falcons. So I started gigging around 13 all over DC, Virginia.
Like whereabouts would you play? Just little bars, nightclubs?
Mostly wineries. Oh, a lot of wineries, weddings, Stone Tower Winery, I can't remember
the one in
Middleburg.
But a lot of Middleburg. I played actually Potbelly over in Ashburn, Potbelly sandwich shop. I had a Thursday slot every Thursday there, and I just go and play and make some tips.
Acoustic guitar?
Yeah, just me and the acoustic guitar and piano. I started playing piano about 10 years ago now.
Were your go-to jams at that point?
Oh,
when
man.
You and the guitar and Potbelly, what sort of stuff would you sing?
So I'd sing a little bit of everything. My go-to always is Unaware by Alan Stone, and you may hear a little bit of that on American Idol in this premiere.
All right.
I may or may not have sang it for my first audition. That's my go-to all the time. It got me into Berklee.
Nice.
We'll see if it gets me into American Idol.
Nice.
I love John Legend. I play a lot of piano, so I'm very piano heavy. I play about 2 hours on the piano and about an hour on guitar. But a lot of John Legend, a lot of Josh Groban too.
Call Me Baby.
That was her favorite. Anytime she was there, Call Me Baby, sing Call Me Baby. She'd be dancing in the back.
That's funny.
So yeah, I had a lot. Just I loved to have a big wide variety because you never know who your audience is going to be. Could be an older audience, could be younger, could be little kids who love Call Me Maybe and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I tried to keep it really, really wide and a lot of pop, a lot of R&B, a lot of country, just a little bit of everything, you know?
Awesome. So let's go into the audition then because you kind of mentioned the song.
Yeah.
And since we're radio, kind of paint a visual picture for me of probably long lines we've seen from watching the show. Like, explain sort of what that's like. You arrive, you're waiting in line. You said it's New York?
Yeah. New York. Yes,
oh,
New York.
Okay.
Yep.
Just sort of paint that picture before while you're waiting to go in.
Yeah, so we get there 5, 6 in the morning, I think was our call time. And
mom's with you?
Mom's with me, my dad's with me, and my sister. The whole family was there.
Nice.
We got there in New York. It was at what hotel was it at?
It was
right across from Madison Square Garden.
Okay. Yeah.
Super cool, amazing venue. And then we get there, there's this huge room with the big holding room that you see in the show with the white chairs and the signs that say American Idol. and you walk in and you kind of just, you just chill there for a little bit, and then all of a sudden it's just, you're on. Like, you're, they're pulling you every which way. They're interviewing for different things. They're like, how you feeling? And like, just a bunch of different things are going on. I barely had any time to sit with my family because they were, yeah, they were just sitting there and I was being pulled everywhere.
Are you nervous, anxious? Oh, probably, yeah, a little of everything.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of funny. Actually, my audition was on October 4th. It was back a few months ago, and which October 4th is actually my abuela, my grandma, my father's mom's birthday.
Oh, wow.
And she passed away 5-6 years ago now. And she was like
2014.
One of my biggest fans. Yeah, 2014. Yeah, so I'm like, hey, 4 years ago. 4 years ago. Yeah. And she was a musician as well. She was a singer. And so it was very...
Yeah, that's an extra special day.
It was very, very special day. And very emotional day, because I do miss her a lot. And she was a big part of my musical career and my musical just upbringing. Yeah. Without her, I probably wouldn't have the talent I have, because she passed it on to my dad and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so it was a very very overly emotional day. A lot of just, like, I was sad because I missed her, but I was also excited because I'm going into this life-changing audition that could be the beginning of my career. And
she's in there with you.
She was there. She's
in your voice.
Always,
I mean, it's in your voice.
Yeah, exactly. I have her. I wear this necklace. It's a gold chain with two little medallions across, and then the Mother Mary. And she passed. She gave it to her parents gave it to her, I think, and then it passed on. It's a family heirloom.
Nice.
So I always keep it with me, and again through my voice. And but anyways, it was again a lot of emotions. And so right before I walked in, I actually, I just kind of had like this moment where I just couldn't hold it in, and I just kind of let it all out, and just all the emotions came out. And of course, they talked about, like, they, right before I'm going in, they're like, "So, like, it's your grandma's birthday," and I'm just like, "Oh man, don't bring that up right now." But yeah, so it was, I'm getting ready to go in, and I walked in, and it was just one of those moments where you just kind of see the judges, and
yeah,
all the nerves kind of melted away,
yeah,
which is really interesting, because I was expecting to be more nervous walking into the room, but, I actually, like, just kind of calmed down. Seeing the judges' faces, they're all, I mean, Lionel, Katie, and Luke are just like...
Oh yeah, we got to remind everybody.
Yes.
It's Lionel Richie,
yes,
Katy Perry, and Luke Bryan this
yeah,
year.
The so, new judges.
But, and I think the only one back is like Seacrest, right? Hosting.
He's Ryan Seacrest is back.
Same face.
Right. He's the only. He's the only
How
same
were
face
each
so
of
far.
Them?
They were all great. I had a really awesome experience with them.
Give me a little. Obviously, you're not going to say anything bad about them. Give me a little tidbit about each of them.
Well, Lionel was just walking in there. Lionel's a legend. You know, he is a living legend. Mm-hmm. He's worked with some of the greats, Michael. Just everybody he's worked with are just. Mm-hmm. Everything he's touched has turned to gold, it seems. And so that was just one of those moments where it was just seeing him in front of me. He's a childhood hero. I've right. listened to him since I was a kid. Me and my dad would jam to him all the time. I sing all night long. I'm in a wedding band back in Boston, so I sing all night long, like
all
pretty much
long.
Every day. Yeah, literally all night long. And then Katie is just absolutely gorgeous. She's just stunning. Like, I walked in, and she actually was the first one I made eye contact with. So I walked in the door, and there was this, like, a little sliver that mm-hmm. you could see. The judges, there's like this big post in front of me, and I saw and just locked eyes, and I was like, oh my God, it's Katy Perry. This is crazy. And then Luke is just, he's such a funny guy, down to earth, very down to earth, and very, very, very fun-hearted. And he...
If he only knew about the Kenny Chesney bowling,
exactly, he would. I should have told him that. They were all just so, so cool, and they all made it very easy to be myself and very easy to sing my best and to let it go. And I truly do feel like I left it all there, and we'll see if they loved it. And I'm really excited.
We can't talk about that part.
I have no idea
whether it was going out screaming, I got the ticket or not.
You
have to tune in to see.
Exactly.
So, but before he went in there, they had us all basically listening at the door with our ear, like you see, we're just really listening because we can hear him, and we hear him singing. He's singing awesome. That's, you can hear it. But
remind me of the song again.
We can't.
Oh yeah, you can't say.
No, I mean,
oh, you,
he said it.
You
early.
Can't. You said it.
I think so. Unaware by Alan Stone.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And he, so we could hear him singing it, and then they go, "Okay, get ready, he's coming." We're like, "Well, did he make it?" And they can't tell you. They know, but they can't tell you. So we're like, "We don't know." And it's so nerve wracking. It's just
she thought she was about to pass out. My dad's over there.
Like, so do you still not know, or that you guys secretly know?
We secretly know.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. Well,
but
listeners got to tune in.
I know, but it's Sunday, Monday. It's so nerve. It just, oh my God, it is really the whole experience, because starting at 6 in the morning, you end up, we waited a lot, but they did do a lot with Branham, but it gets nervous. And then they, you know, so 6 in the morning, and by 3 is when he went in for his audition. So that's like 8 hours.
Day.
So then you start, he kind of started second guessing a song.
Oh, yeah. I started second
getting
guessing.
Getting a little bit of stress going on. And
just enough time to get in your own head.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, I was like, should I do it in this key? Should I change the key?
He was going to change the key. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, he shouldn't change the key. He's and then
stick with your gut.
His dad went in and did a rehearsal with him in the boys' bathroom and, listened to him. And he's like, son, that's perfect key. So
son, there's a bowling alley across the street. Let's go right
Let's go right now.
Oh, never mind. It was Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, exactly.
They were like, you could look across the street from the hotel and the judge, you could see the judges. Yeah, they were like up on the big window and you could see the three of them.
Going in and auditioning. You see some of the people's
they make it real dramatic. You make you walk this long walk and you have to walk up these long
stairs. Get your nerves
going
as much as they can.
I'm terrible with guessing like crowd numbers, but do you have any idea how many? Did they say how many people were there that day you were there?
They didn't tell us.
There was actually 2 days. So there's 2 days
in New
York.
Yeah, there was 2 days.
I believe there's 2 days in every city.
Yeah.
But 2 days specifically in New York. I was on day two.
They never told us.
You can kind of take a rough estimate, but it's hard to because there's families there.
You don't know
how many family members.
True.
Some people have
there's
10 family members.
Cheerleaders.
I have three.
Yeah.
A girl brought her whole cheerleading team.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's really hard to like estimate how many people. But I'd say there was, in my day, maybe like 30-ish, I want to say, like around that, 30-plus.
Contestants. No, more contestants than 30.
Contestants, yeah. Well,
oh, more than 30. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm
probably doesn't know. There was more than 30 contestants.
Probably.
They've already been through the big crowd contestants, and they do an executive audition, and then they come into the judges. So they cut it down.
Explain that. I didn't realize that part.
Yeah, so like there's like pre-auditions to the judges, and you have to go through the executives and...
First the big one.
Yeah, they have the big open call, which I was saying is American Idol did the bus tour.
Right.
So they took this big bus that said American Idol, and they just went to different, like 20 different cities and went all over. So they got to see a bunch of, I think they saw like probably
60,000.
Yeah, 60,000 people.
At least. We're not real good on the numbers.
Right.
We're no professionals with numbers.
You
but,
and me both.
Yeah. And so they went around to 20 cities, and then from then they break it down, and then you have to go to an executive audition.
They can audition you in Boston and say you have to do this executive audition in Chicago.
So you
have to find a way, and it could be like in 3 or 4 days, and then you have to find a way to get there. His was in New York.
Okay.
All my stuff happened. I was lucky it all happened in New York, which was like a 4-hour bus ride for me. So it wasn't too hard, but so then you go to the executives, and then once you get through that, that's when you get the chance to go in front of
the executives. How far before the...
That was in August.
Okay.
Yeah, so
and
about
then
a month.
October is
and then
the...
October. Yeah, the executives they give you... They don't really give you the golden ticket. They give you this yellow ticket that's gold.
Right.
That's a paper.
The pre-golden golden ticket.
You go to the judges. Yeah, and then they send you in October. It's a huge waiting.
Process. It's a very long process.
You just wait for everything to happen, and you have to go about your life. I mean, you live your life. You know,
kind of have to go about it, I guess, if you're not even like... You're like, okay, that's there, but I have some other things
you
to focus
think about
on.
Right. Maybe the weekend before you're going,
get good grades.
Right.
I got on the dean's list, which was nice.
Nice.
I got two semesters in a row, so I focused good, but
well rounded.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What's it going to be like on Sunday and Monday? It's a two parter here.
Yes,
sitting there and seeing your son or seeing yourself on TV.
It's going to be very weird. It's going to be like...
We scream.
Yeah, we'll be screaming our heads off.
We've already seen him. We saw he was...
Like they showed me
the
on the commercials and stuff.
Oh,
yeah, they
Sunday
did.
Oh,
you were
in the
Oscars.
You were
in the commercial
and
the Oscars?
I was, very briefly.
Just brief, but we actually,
paused it and got a screenshot.
The
Zapruder film.
Yeah, his face.
Get up, DVR.
He was singing his little heart out, and we were like... screaming and because
I wasn't there
it.
With them when they saw
no,
it.
He
I was.
And,
I was
and,
are you gonna watch together?
Yes,
we are. Yep.
Yeah.
Popcorn.
I'm gonna actually probably. Huh.
Popcorn. Family.
Yeah.
Or,
exactly.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna
some
have some
friends.
Over,
we're gonna
yeah.
have friends and stuff.
A little viewing
too.
Party, you know.
Yeah.
And,
why not?
I'm actually coming home because I actually have a gig in Boston with a wedding gig, and then I'm actually coming home specifically to watch it with my family because it's one of those moments you don't always get every all the time.
Right.
So it's nice to share it with your family and my girlfriend's coming down and all that stuff. So it'll be really fun.
Everyone is on break right now too. So
spring break and all that stuff.
Right? That's
awesome. So.
Well, I know obviously it hasn't aired yet.
Yes.
So you just kind of went through the audition part. But do you have a sense from anything you experienced of of how this ABC version will be different than the Fox version, or the same, or, you know, from what you've seen there on the behind the scenes, what can, like, our listeners expect if they love the, you know, the 15 years on Fox? How might it be the same or different?
Well, if you loved the 15 years of on Fox, you're going to love the ABC version even more. It's I feel like it's a lot more of a talent show rather than a reality show.
Okay.
It's definitely a lot. The talent level is just skyrocketing.
So
it is. Just hearing the few people that I heard in New York from my first audition, it just, you can tell they're stepping up their game a lot. And there's a lot less, like, you know how American Idol used to do, like, they kind of had those people that were not, were there more so for the TV aspect rather than the...
Especially the early weeks.
Yeah, exactly. In the early weeks, I didn't see a lot of that, which is really cool and really refreshing to see.
They said they weren't
William
doing
Hung,
that.
No.
Yeah, no,
no
William Hung,
that.
No, what's the song he sang? I can't remember.
She bangs.
Yeah. No, none of that that I
pants
saw.
Pants on the ground.
Yeah, pants on the ground.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Lord, I remember all those. Yeah. No, none of that, it seems.
We've been watching it since he was like 4 and 5 years old.
Let's go into that a little bit.
Yeah.
Then. So tell me about, did you watch it from Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson. Yeah, we watched it from the very beginning. Yeah. You know, once he got so busy, he didn't get to watch it as much, but I watched it.
Yeah.
And
once it hit, like, it was hard to.
I always wanted him to do American Idol, but I know I don't think people realize how difficult it is to make it to the, you know,
it's
to
very
the top
it's hard
10.
To just even make, like, it to the first, it,
yeah,
to
it's
that
hard
very
to,
first audition.
Yeah, to get that golden ticket. And it's hard to make it there because, like you said, you have to go through 3 or 4 different things. You don't just go through.
Yeah, you don't just walk
it's not
up
just
and
you walk up and you
Katy
get this
Perry
golden ticket. So it's hard.
In all of your years of watching, did you guys have a favorite or two contestants?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Whether they won or not. Because some of the best people came out of it didn't even win, like Jennifer Hudson or Daughtry or whatever.
Clark Beckham.
But. My favorite, Clark Beckham is one of my all-time favorites.
Kelly Clarkson.
He is so talented. Kelly. Also Daughtry. Like you just said, Daughtry is like...
Yeah. Adam.
Adam Lambert.
Adam, I love him too.
Anyway.
I know.
Exactly.
Well,
I mean, he's doing his thing.
I can tell you he's won.
He won. Yeah. He's fronted Queen and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's doing very well. And
of course, Carrie Underwood. I mean, Underwood. The list goes on.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many great and just incredibly talented people that have come out of that show. And it's just an honor to even just be a part of it for
whatever it
whatever,
is.
However long it lasts, you know. And it's
part of you secretly happy you didn't have to deal with Simon.
You know what? I am very kind of happy that I didn't have to deal with Simon, but I've actually
been in front of him
before.
Really? For
when
what?
I was so when I was younger, I did the X Factor. I did the X Factor when I was about 16, I think. And
2013.
Yeah.
What'd you sing?
I sang "Superstition" by Stevie Wonder.
Of course.
Great song. And I ended up getting through. I got through that first audition in front of Simon, Demi.
Wow,
Paulina and
the one girl that
Kelly
loved you,
Kelly
right?
Rowland.
Yeah.
I probably can't talk too much about that
show.
But yeah. So
what was
I,
it like with Simon? Then?
With Simon, he's exactly like he's on TV. He's very scary to look at and to talk to, but he really liked me actually. He was very very complimentary of my talent and of my singing, and I think he had a little. He kind of wanted to put me in a boy band. Maybe he mentioned that a little bit. He was like, "You'd be great in a boy band," and I'm like,
"The next One Direction."
Yeah. I was like, "I was kind of expecting that," but
you would have taken it.
I would have taken it. He knows his stuff with boy bands and girl bands and stuff like that. But yeah, no, I mean, it was an incredible experience, and just it was fun. And
I've always told Brandon we have to take every opportunity, no matter how little or how small, and and just perform. What did I say?
You said no matter how little or how small.
That's quite a range.
That's pretty,
we knew what she meant.
Yeah, exactly.
And just go with it, and because it's the experience, and it's going to make you stronger. Or, you know, it might be, if it doesn't work out that way, it doesn't work out. You know, you're going to be sad because you really want these things to happen.
I mean, I've been told no to hundreds of times.
You get more
way
no's.
More than I've said been said yes to. And that's kind of the thing I want to, like, show people. And, like, as perseverance truly does pay off.
Wear it as a badge of honor, you know?
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
Many, even all the people who've made it and are superstars, they got told no more.
I mean, Tori Kelly got said no to on American Idol. And, and, like, just, I mean, a bunch of incredible people. I mean, a lot of, like you were just saying, a lot of people who haven't even won have been super successful. And it's just, I want to show people that no matter how many times you get said no to, I actually, I did another show back when I was younger and I got said no to then. And it's just, it's really, it kind of just, it really toughens your skin, because in this industry, you can't be, have a soft skin and soft, like, core, because it really is brutal. Because
I would think these auditions are it's just so stressful. I mean, you're going to see how stressful everything is. It's so you've got to, you have to, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel the stress. Yeah. So you have to learn how to deal with it. Afterwards, he gets exhausted. That's his
I go
thing.
To sleep. After I'm done with all of it, I'm so ready to go to sleep.
So he's under stress, but we, as parents, George and I too, and Beverly too, mm-hmm. but my daughter's very calm, but we just get stressed too, you know, and we just take it in. And, you know, you feel for your kid. You want things to work out just mm-hmm. like he does. So,
yeah.
But you also know that life's going to throw you curves and stuff. Sure. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to him. I'm excited for him, too. I'm really excited.
Well, I'm sure you're a little more excited because you're the parents, but I'm excited to see, the new version. And now that I've met and talked to you guys, too, I'm going to be pulling for you
thank
on Sunday
you so
and Monday.
Much. So, thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in here.
Yeah,
we really, really appreciate it. And I guess best of luck in the next round or I'm sorry, but either way, whatever happens, this
gotta
is a great
watch.
Step.
So
yes, please watch.
Chicken.
Check it out. ABC, Sunday, Monday, 8,
March
7 11th. Central.
March
11th
12th.
And 12th. Yeah.
Awesome.
Check me out. You'll see a familiar face.
There you go. This is your next American Idol.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. Thank
right.
you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.